Are you ready to go? Are you ready to listen to radio? Are you ready to go? We're live on Ian Dempsey. His breakfast show. It's his breakfast show. It's his breakfast show.
Oh yeah, everything all right? Welcome to the Best Of podcast, where we have a listen back to all the highlights from the past week on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Christmas has well and truly kicked in now, so we've got lots of Elf on the Shelf updates. They are brilliant. We are getting great reports from all across the country. Some national school pupils from Cavan tell us how they think Santa's mailing system works. And Gift Grub goes live to the North Pole to have some celebrity letters read out by the man himself. I've also got €850 and I want to give it away. Let's kick things off with Monday's Gift Grub, where we wanted to learn a little bit more about the FAI's €55 million crisis. Ireland manager Mick McCarthy is on the line there. Mick, this is
all right, Ian.
This is awful stuff, isn't it, about the FAI, the accounts and all that kind of business.
When did football turn into accountancy? Huh?
Yeah, I know.
We used to talk about Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Now on back pages, it's all your Deloitte and Touches. Your PricewaterhouseCoopers, your KPMGs, your BDO, Ernst & Young.
Yeah, but
where will it end?
It's a serious legal matter as well, Mick.
Oh, don't talk to me about legal matters.
Yeah.
Your Maths and Ormsby Prentice, your McCann Fitzgeralds, your William Fries, your Arthur Coxes, A&L Good Buddies. Your Mason Hayes Currents sound like they play up front for Doncaster Rovers. The only firm I'm interested in, Ian, is Randolph Stevens and Duffy.
Duffy.
That's the only firm I care about.
Yeah.
Forget about the accountants.
Sorry, Robbie's on the line as well. Robbie, how are you? How are you?
Yeah.
This is crazy stuff, Robbie, isn't it? It's crazy. £55 million in debt. You know, must be...
Yeah. I had nothing to do with it, okay?
Right.
There was money flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Credit cards.
Yeah. You seem a bit jumpy, are you all right?
Deliveroo drivers.
Yeah.
There's the helicopters now. Rent slips. Lads of moustaches. Black moustaches. Grey moustaches.
Yeah.
Red moustaches. Coming in and out of Abbottstown. I never saw.
Yeah. But Robbie, did you ever hear anything at all? Like
I
that?
Heard nothing, okay?
Yeah.
And if I did hear something... Jesus, there's the dogs. I'm saying nothing, okay? I'm not a squealer. As far as I'm concerned, I'm part of a legitimate operation.
Yeah.
Operating within the laws of this jurisdiction. And I know me rights, and I'm entitled to this phone call.
This is Today FM.
On Wednesday's show, we decided to play a little trick on Breakfast Show newsreader Kim Buckley. She loves a bit of banter, does our Kimbo.
Finally, prorogue and Greta Thunberg are among this year's most mispronounced words by newsreaders. Other words that have left TV and radio broadcasters tongue-tied include Gilets Jaunes and County Fermanagh. Joaquin Phoenix, who starred in The Joker, also stumped some newsreaders, but not me.
Not, oh God, not you. No. So, would you say it shouldn't be Greta, it's Greta, is it?
Yeah, Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Sorry, I said Greta there.
Yeah. So there you go. You don't make any mistakes, you don't.
No.
Not at all.
A former Ireland winner, All-Ireland winner, Michael Dignan. Dignan has been elected as the new chairman of Offaly GAA.
We're always listening, Kim. We're always listening. Thanks
a
million.
You're bold.
Kim is some crack, I tell you. And in fairness, she's on the money 99.9% of the time. And speaking of money, this voice. You want to hear this voice again, don't you? Yes, you do. Here we go. Have a listen. This is the voice. One simple voice.
Tumultuous.
Tumultuous. It's not Cher, by the way. And it's not Ruby Wax either. We're getting a lot of people getting on saying, is it Cher? Is it Ruby Wax? But all the calls that come on are very random, so we don't know what people are going to say until they actually come on. She's the only mystery celebrity left in our These Three Words quiz. If you can tell me who she is on tomorrow morning's show, the cash, €850, is yours and all yours. The full list of wrong answers, by the way, if you want to do a bit of Sunday research, they're on todayfm.com/these3words. And as I say, it's not Cher, not Ruby Wax. So here she is, again.
Tumultuous.
Now it's time for the pupils of St. Mary's National School in Virginia, lovely Virginia, in County Cavan, to give us their thoughts on one of Santa's biggest jobs in Shauna's school run.
Okay, so what did you ask them about?
So I asked them about their letters to Santa. Had they written them?
Yeah.
How did they get to the North Pole? Was it magic, or did they go kind of, how does the letters actually get to Santa? And how does he read them all? And here's what they had to say.
I think Santa has like these little elves what are sitting at a desk, and there's like a robot what brings all the letters to the desks, and then the elves open them.
Well, I put it in the post box and sends it to North Pole. I think it goes on a plane or something.
Well, I think I might make two, and I might post one and make one and leave it at home just in case he doesn't get the one that I post.
I think he gets all the letters and puts them into different like categories and just sorts them out and sees what everyone wants.
Well, I didn't even write it yet, so I leave it at my house at the like fireplace or something beside it.
The elves would help him open some letters, because then it'd be quicker done.
Yeah. And how long do you think the letters take to get to him?
Like a day and a half.
A day and a half express post, right up to the North Pole.
I don't know. One of the guys was talking about putting it beside the fire. Mm. I think we used to do that. We used to put it now. The fire wasn't lighting, obviously.
Of course. Yeah.
So we used to put the letter kind of up the chimney.
Yeah.
And then you'd kind of come back from school the next day and you'd kind of say, oh God, I hope it's gone now. Yeah. I hope you got it.
Look up.
And most times it was actually gone. Just
magically. But you see, I think a lot of the time the elf on the shelf helps with the letters.
So they kind of come down and collect
them.
So the elves on the shelves, they're not all bad.
They're just messers.
And remember, if you'd like Shauna to visit your school in the new year, all you have to do is send an email to breakfast@todayfm.com and we might be talking to you very, very soon.
This is Today FM.
Today FM.
Elf on the Shelf updates have been flying into us all week, and they're anywhere but on the shelf. I mean, that's what they're called, Elf on the Shelf, because that's where they're supposed to stay, but none of them seem to be staying there. Have a listen to these.
Ava and Aaron, come in, please. What have you got for us?
Hi, Ian. My name is Ava, and my little sister is called Aaron. We're from Sligo, and my elves are teaching my dollies yoga.
Teaching them yoga. Well, that's useful, isn't it? That's good. That's a good idea. Is Cormac there as well? Cormac, how are you?
Hi, Ian. My name's Cormac. My elf called Buddy. He is lying where baby Jesus should be lying in the crib.
Well, baby Jesus isn't there yet, you know. So, I mean, there's room at the inn for the moment. So that's fair enough. But he's going to have to move when Christmas Day arrives. Dara and Killian are there as well. Dara and Killian.
Good morning, Ian. I'm Dara.
I'm Killian.
In County Monaghan. We got up this morning and the two elves were playing indoor soccer in our football boots. Lunatics. Happy Christmas. We listen in every day.
We've got Emer and Leo as well.
I'm Emer.
And I'm Leo. And our elf on the shelf is diving into a box of Tesco's.
With his bum in the air.
His bum in the air.
My God, why?
Like, they're so rude.
They always have to go one step further, don't they?
Yeah.
Elves, Grace and Sarah as well in Rathfarnham. They should be there as well.
Hi, Ian. This is Grace and Sarah from Rathfarnham. Our elf was hiding in our fridge, drinking our dad's bottle of Heineken. Oh my God.
That's just beyond the beyonds, as they say,
isn't it? My God almighty. Mia, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Ian. My name is Maya. One day, my elf on the shelf got my daddy's phone and took loads of selfies around the house. Happy Christmas.
Oh, that's brilliant. Maya, thank you very much, Maya. That's a good idea, isn't it?
So they get
the phone, they must know the passcode and work it out.
But they just probably have the fingerprint. You know, they can just magic fingerprint.
Emma and Alana are there as well. Hi.
Hi, Ian. My name's Emma.
And I'm Alana.
We're from Donegal, and our elf buddy is abseiling from the curtains to the top of the Christmas tree.
Happy Christmas today, FM.
Ah, isn't that lovely?
Lovely.
Thank you very much, Emma and Alana. And that's a fairly agile elf, isn't it? Going from the curtains
they're
to the
skilled.
Christmas tree.
They are very skilled. They're very active. Well, no wonder that lad broke his leg last week.
I know. Yeah, well, I think he's okay now, though. I think he can run around the place again now and do all kinds of stuff. Kiva and Owen, finally, for this little batch. Kiva and Owen, come in, please.
Hi, Ian. My name's Kiva.
And my name's Owen.
Today, our elf Pixie was in the fridge eating Mummy's Aero Bar. Bye.
Hi, my name is Annie from Galway. My elf on the shelf was in the bathroom with my toothpaste and my mummy's toothbrush.
This is Today FM.
Now it's time to hear from the man himself, the man of the moment, Saint Nick. As we all know, Santa and his team are up the walls this time of the year, so we were honoured when he took a call from us for gift grub during the week. And you won't believe who's been writing to him. Oh, God, have a listen.
Ho, 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 ho. Good morning, Ian, and to all the boys and girls out there. It's not long to go now, is it, Elf?
No, not long, Santy.
I'm in the middle of reading all your letters to see who's been naughty and who's been nice. Isn't that right, Elf?
That's right, Santy.
Where are you from, Elf?
Leash, Santy.
Oh, Leash. Well, next letter.
Here you go, Santy.
Dear Santa, this year I have been
honest and truthful in everything I have done. Santy, I have secured an exchequer surplus of 1.4 billion, Santy, principally down to an unexpected spike in corporation tax. Smiley face. I would love some Star Wars figurines, Santy. Chewbacca and C-3PO and Han Solo in the Millennium Falcon. Thank you. Also, tickets to Dermot Kennedy would be great, Santy. Thank you. And may I also have Jerry Cinnamon tickets? Thank you for all
your great work, Santy. Love, Pascal, aged 45 and a quarter. Put him down for the Jerry Cinnamon tickets there.
Bang on.
Next letter. Dear Santy, obviously, as I said before, like at the end of the day, all
credit to brevity being the soul of wit, but Santy, this Christmas, I want a job. Just gives a job, Santy. Any job at all. Kidderminster, Ackerton Stanley, all credit to the gig economy. But I can't take it anymore, Santy. Everywhere I go, I'm like yourself. All I see in front of me is the sack. The TV thing, not for me. The pantomime frowning, pressure to go viral. Every week,
looking across at langers like Gary Neville. Don't make me laugh. Ha, 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 ha. What a tool. Any job, Santy. Regards, Roy Morris Keane. Oh, is there anything going at all, Elf?
Arsenal, Santy?
Snowball's chance in hell. Next.
Here you go, Santy.
Sorry, Santy. I forgot to ask you for tickets to Supergrass in the Olympia, please. Thank you, Santy. Thank you.
Love, Pascal again. Next. How are you, Santy?
My name is Glenda. I would love to win the glitter ball trophy. Last year, my friend Mairead got it, and I will do anything to do it. American smooth, the flamenco, the foxtrot. I'll pull myself into any of them dresses and dance the ass off myself to get me hands on that bleeding glitter ball thing. Love, Glenda. Well, Elf?
You already have it in the bag for Aidan Fogarty, Santy.
So I do, Elf. So I do. Next. Dear Santy, no, 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 no. You're not going to get
me, Santy. No, 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 no. Look, you know what this means to me, Santy. Look, I will do anything to win that thing up in Croke Park. And just to show everyone up in Wexford, you know, I won Ireland's fittest family, you know? And Santy, I'm telling you now, I'll be a really, really good boy. I will, Santy. I will go hell for fuck.
Leather on it, Santy. Love, Davy, next.
Another one here, Santy.
Dear Santy, This year I have been a really good boy. Could you organize it for me to get fully back into
the mainstream of Irish public life? I'm still in the halfway house, Santi, to be honest. But people are starting to ask me opinions again. I think like Brexit and the economy, and they're even beginning to reevaluate my time when I was the Taoiseach. Thanks, Santi. P.S.
Pat Gilroy in the stocking for my surprise would be bleeding gift. Jesus. Nice one, Bertie. Next.
The special from Trinity College, actually, Santi, now that I come to... And Simple Minds. That would be great as well. Thank you, Santi. I've been the best boy. No question, the best.
And just like that, it's over. Catch me on The Breakfast Show weekdays from 7 a.m. and who knows, maybe you'll be the star of our next one. To get in touch about anything at all you have to do is send us an email, and you can do that anytime you like to breakfast@todayfm.com. We're open round the clock. Chat to you soon.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Renault.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. on Today FM.